are less than 2 hours away from the weekend. Can you feel it? It is hour two of the Lori and Julia show. We've got, as we always do in hour two, Julia's Random Thoughts coming up. We've got Hollywood Speak coming up. Nicole Kidman's going to talk about her new HBO series coming up. But first, I think Lori wants to keep going with the new music she just loves.
Okay. I just have one more new music that I'd like to introduce to you. A new song. Because her name is Carol G, and she swept the Latin Grammy Awards earlier this week.
Right.
She got Hot Latin Song Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, and Top Latin Album Artist of the Year. And her name is Carol G, and she dropped a new song today. She just won for our other, and it's called Bichada. Undulate. Work the triangle. The video is really fun.
I like this song. Bichada. I get it. Yeah. It means what?
Well, that I knew you would ask that, Julia, because do not go to Puerto Rico and call anybody a bicho.
A bicho.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a vulgar word for wiener.
Okay. This is such good news to know on a Friday afternoon. Because okay. I was just thinking, I'm going to book a trip to Puerto Rico and I'm going to run around and say, bicho, you're such a bicho.
But bicha, if you change it to the gender and you put an A on, then that means it basically you're basically a bitch.
That's what I figured.
So, but this is not actually a real word because bicho is a body part, bicha is an adjective, bichuri is an attitude, and bichote is a person.
All right.
So I just
it
like
it means this is a word that means everything.
It's everything. It's like it's a kind of everything. It's like a new word, but it's a song of empowerment.
Oh, fantastic!
And when you watch the video, it's really quite.
That's kind of fun.
Wow! All how do you say deep dive in Spanish? Good job, Lori.
Thank you. But yeah, don't be getting onto the island and saying Mama Bicho, because you're not saying anything nice.
Okay.
I hope we're not in trouble for saying any of those words.
No, because I pronounced them wrong for sure.
Right.
And but you do get in trouble for swearing. That isn't a bad, that is a word that's accidentally slipped out of our mouths, no bad pun intended, on the radio that you can, is not one of the seven bad words.
Which
the
one?
D word.
Oh.
The D word.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want you to say it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, what were you going to say, Rocco?
Oh, it's funny because it's on Spotify. I try to make sure I never play the explicit versions.
Right.
And that one does have a little explicit next to it, but I can't imagine the FCC is going to get too mad if we slip a Spanish word in there.
Don't even say those three initials on our program. Okay. I feel very strongly about that, Rocco. Okay,
when we first started,
oh my gosh. Yeah, now they're listening.
Oh, okay, yeah, Rocco, you've invited it in.
I'm going to get an ad now.
Jeez.
But Rocco, when we first started, it was when Nipplegate happened with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake during the Super Bowl, and we had fines, FCC fines used to be, $25,000 or something like
that. $32,500.
Yeah, not horrible. And then they threatened $250,000 or $500,000 for that one. We had so many meetings with Jim Barnen up in our attorney legal offices talking about not swearing. Of course, probably 2 weeks later, I say, what the?
And then kerfuffle.
Yeah, but I said it wrong. But that was 5 years after that.
I
had a run where there were maybe and then we had maybe twice I said the F word, but very uniquely, but still it sounded like the word. Mm-hmm. And we have a dump button, so we hit it. I think we didn't catch it the first time or something. But then we had Gloria Steinem on in studio, and she said the S word twice. Not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. And then we had a friend of yours on that traveled somewhere and came in to tell her some travels, and she swore like 5 times.
That's right.
And she was never invited back again.
That's right.
So we've had our little dalliances. It's pretty amazing how sometimes my mouth is so bad outside of this place, how in here we just don't.
Well, I think it's perfect that you swore on air, but you said it wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, she made kerfuffle be
that word.
That word.
But you're right, Rocco, because the other one, I said it uniquely, like, what the? I stretched out a word because halfway through it, I knew I was saying a bad word.
What in the huckleberry is going on around here?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And Lori, someone sent us an email about your complaint about the huffer and puffer at the gym not staying in their spot.
Not appreciating all that huffing and puffing.
You're not alone.
Am I not alone? Good.
No, you're not alone. A lot of people, like,
rude.
It's gym etiquette. People are trying to protect themselves and still work out. So if you're a huffer puffer, even with the mask on, but you go out of your space, I mean,
stay in your lane.
Stay in your little 6x6.
This is why, like, at some places, they have this door is the one way, you know, they have it
right,
set up for
right.
you for, like, you know.
I know, the indoor and outdoor. And
go
it always
start this right. way. And I get it. I get it because people are just, like, I guess.
Huffing and puffing.
Well, they just, people just think they're the only one moving through the world that day sometimes.
Do we have one-way grocery shopping here in the Twin Cities? I've heard that's a thing. Like you go through the aisles, you can only
go one
way.
Okay, I've seen one-way shopping at Tuesday morning, but that closed.
Yeah, I
saw one-way shopping at, see it? I think there are some smaller stores where I've seen it, but I can't remember which ones.
It might be a small store where they just want you to move
in
one
way. I just know I need clothes so bad. I cannot stand looking in my closet. We were talking about Grant about the
closet. Go shopping, Julia. There's sales. There's nobody shopping.
I mean, you know, I'm an owner of a new furnace, a new air conditioning unit, a new dishwasher. I've had some bigger expenses than buying a new black shirt.
Oh, for goodness sake. Did you just about die, though, when you saw Adele, that promo?
You have to look at it, Rocco. It's on the Lori and Julia show page, and it's Adele with her, the musical guest, and with Kate McKinnon.
And she's got a purple velvet, but she looks like a completely different person.
She really does.
She's lost 100 pounds. That is.
You would be a completely different person when you lose 100
pounds. But she, there's people in the know say she is not performing Adele. The most she's going to do is hum.
Okay.
Something on SNL. And the reason we know is because Roger Freeman said music rights have to be cleared before broadcast on SNL, and no one has applied for a clearance of any kind with her song publisher. He asked. So she will not be singing. She is acting.
Thank you.
She is
acting. She will
acting.
Be acting, and we will be tuning in. And when we come back, it's time for my random thoughts on.
Yes, it is.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, this is kind of one of the favorite things that I've seen lately. Opting out of aging.
Oh, I did that a while ago.
Okay, but the 20s, kids in their 20s, people in their 20s and 30s feel like the pandemic has robbed them of this year of their lives, and they've decided just to opt out of aging. They're not going to add this year into their age until the next birthday.
Fine.
I just thought, yep.
Yeah.
Just opt out of it. I'm not aging.
Yeah.
I mean, that because you think, what if you'd had your 20, you know, big events happen in those years, though. So
yeah,
it's
that's
happening. When you are virtual dating people, here is what you need to focus on, all right? As a seasoned expert, keeping them above the table at all times and keeping your pants on.
Right.
Okay, so your eyes are the most important feature, according to a
new
survey.
Have you had a virtual date?
Not even one.
I was going to say, who's having these virtual dates? Why aren't people just talking to somebody on the phone?
Because they want to see what they look like, probably before they meet up with them.
Okay.
And then.
But that's what the photo is for.
Well, where do you even go on a bloody date these days?
Well,
it's cold. You know, it's very
limited. This weather has really thrown a wrench in her fall plans.
It really has. But I mean, your eyes are everything right now.
You would think maybe walks at the Mall of America are going to become very popular.
I've looked it up because I thought of that. They're open till 8 o'clock.
That's it?
Tonight. And the restaurants close early at the Mall of America. You really got to go because
I
went once after tennis. Yeah, they really close earlier. You got to check it out because it's not open as late as you used to think it was. Mm-hmm. But walks at the Mall of America are a great idea, Lori.
Inside, that's what...
And they also have like glow-in-the-dark miniature golf. at the Mall of America. They have some other like activity things you could do there at the Mall of America. I mean, that is a big, huge space, bless you, that people can go to. But other than that, you have to dress warm. And although I went and had dinner last night at Louis, which is on top of Casetta's in St. Paul. They're wide open spaces.
Yeah.
Felt completely safe. Feel bad for the restaurant at the same time that it's wide open spaces.
Right.
Had
there's
a great
there.
Meal.
Yeah.
Had a great meal, great service. But just, you know, restaurants, I felt very safe.
Right.
I didn't have to worry about anything. So anywho, go back, flirt with your eyes more. Just use your eyes. Use your eyes. Hold eye contact.
Would you judge somebody if they talked to you on a virtual date with their mask on?
Yes. I don't know.
What are you hiding?
What? Your teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you can't see mm-hmm. with these masks. Because you can't smile.
There'd be no reason on a virtual date to have a mask on.
No, but that would be very funny. I think that'd be a funny way to start. I would give someone a couple of points for that.
Right.
Just being safe. Just being safe over here. I think that's kind of funny.
Okay, good.
Okay, so if you didn't know what today's we're celebrating, it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. I've already kicked Lori twice,
though.
That's
right.
And let's see, here's some other really, this was really sad to me. Did you guys hear that Macy's won't have Santa Claus's in their store this year?
Well, how can they?
I know, it's the first time, Lori, in 100 and
oh, Julia, this is the first time in 100 years since we've had a damn pandemic.
That's
it covers
right.
the whole kit and caboodle.
It really does. If you've been around a chimpanzee lately and you've been just in awe of how the chimp you're watching picks up their poop and throws it, it's amazing. It's actually a sign of intelligence, Lori. The more accurate the chimp throws his poop, the stronger his brain is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see, you know, practice for chimps.
Jane Goodall, in any of her chimpanzees documentaries that I've watched, I do not remember the scat talk. No, I don't.
If you want to look it up,
she's concentrating on other parts of the story.
She is. There was a green puppy born in Italy. They've named it Pistachio. I just showed Lori the picture.
It looks like he was born in the grass. Like the mother was laying down.
It was born in Sardinia.
Yeah, but it slipped out on a hillside and got a grass stain on its underbelly. That's what that dog looks like to me.
you got to look up Pistachio.
I'm looking that up.
He's cute.
I'm just impressed you said Sardinia, because that reminded me. Remember we did the state fair memories? And you were talking to that guy, the Blue Zone guy.
Oh, Danny Buehner.
And you called Sardinia carcinoma.
Yeah. No, that was the name of the wine from Sardinia that has all these properties to help you age. What's in
the... Who can know? When you got carcinoma.
Oh, where's that carcinoma wine?
Yeah, no, it's some like, kind it's of a wine from the part of Sardinia. God.
Well, that's funny.
So how did this dog become green?
All right, so
that's why I just said she gave birth on a slippery hillside.
It's an extremely rare event, and it was one of seven. It's what happens when a light-colored puppy comes in contact with a green pigment called Biliverdin in the womb. Earlier this year, we had a lime green German Shepherd born in North Carolina.
You did not bring that to our attention.
I forgot about it. Cheated.
I remember hearing about something called like bilirubin, right? That's something. And this is Biliverdin.
Yes.
So it must be green, the verde part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is.
Look at how verde. Smart. I like it how we're
salsa
all...
verde is ever in a battle with anybody.
Right.
Verde here, verde there.
Jeez Louise.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that up. Joe Exotic is selling underwear. Do you know this? That spoofs Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin briefs.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to pick those up.
Carol is selling him or Joe Exotic?
Joe Exotic's selling him.
Why would he sell anything with her image?
He is, but he's able to do it. Let's just see here. Here's exact. Even in jail, Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin are battling it out. This time, Carol is angry over an underwear line Joe is pushing called Carol Baskin Briefs. They're part of his revenge fashion line.
Oh. It's not with her image, though.
Well, let's see.
Couldn't be.
It's a spoof on Baskin Robbins and it says Casket Baskin. And it's like involves blood and ice cream cones.
It's $29.
Oh, my word.
The soft launch, which is
no pun intended, with the boxer briefs.
Okay, so we got to the bottom of, I've got a couple minutes left, of the Shonda Rhimes. You know, she did the shows Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, Private Practice for ABC. And you told us like the other day that she left. She was negotiating with ABC a new contract, and they wouldn't give her another pass to Disney World.
She just needed a third pass for one day.
So let me tell you exactly what happened. Okay, so she wanted to get passes for her sister to go. And her sister went, and Shonda couldn't go. So Shonda's kids are with her sister and the kids, and they arrived at the park. And one of the passes didn't work. Shonda called a high-ranking executive to assist with the issue, and the person responded, "Don't you have enough?"
Enough, yeah.
And she thanked him for his time. It was his response, not the pass, that prompted her to exit Netflix. She produced 70 hours of annual TV for ABC, shown in 256 countries, and made Disney more than $2 billion.
Yeah, go Shonda. Okay,
you have enough.
What a disrespect. Good for you, Shonda. Did she call her lawyer right away after that?
I hope so, but I kind of love that.
Yeah. We were so shocked that ABC let her go. We were shocked.
Shocked.
She's done nothing. She's been like Aaron Spelling.
For them. 100%. That prolific. You're right, Laurie.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who that is, we'll just give you Dynasty. Hi, Shannon.
Shannon.
I just had to say hi.
Because she's listening.
She's listening live in Seattle.
Well, Shannon, I just want you to know they better not do anything to Bartell Drugs in the Pacific Northwest, which has been owned by the same family for like 126 years, and they just got bought by Rite Aid. Oh. Which, don't get me wrong, I like a Rite Aid.
Yes.
But Bartell's...
Drugstore.
But it's a drugstore, but yet kind of a little of a grocery store. Plus, it's Washington, so you can buy booze and cigarettes. And you can get makeup.
Probably.
And you can get makeup brushes from Germany and organic makeup lines from Portland, Oregon. And
really?
They just have great... And they've got like... Just, it's so good. It's the old-fashioned drugstore with modern convenience stuff.
Rocco, that's one of the things that we love drugstores.
Oh, really?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Old school
yeah.
ones?
Oh,
and
I mean,
when I go see my mom, I'm like, got to make time to go. I've got one store I always go to, and the other store I always go to is Bartell's.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Do you ever find like an old drugstore that still has like a soda fountain or anything like
that? Yeah, New Smyrna Beach has a drugstore like that with a soda fountain. And yeah, they're around. And you know, in small town America.
I wonder if Folgers or Sunbeam or the one on St. Clair and Snelling still has the soda fountain in it.
I don't know because they don't let any. They did have one the last time I was in there. Yes,
that's
they
where
did.
We grew up. Yeah.
That was still there. Okay, so I am curious about.
She said no, Rite Aid bought Bartell's.
Oh, she didn't even know. No. Oh, I'm giving all news right, to the scoop. Pacific Northwest audience that's tuning in.
Sorry about that.
My mom told me that the first day I was there, but she, of course, knew that I would be all wound up about, you know, because I love
we
to
know.
Shop there.
Well, I'm glad that you had 4 days before you told me about it, because I know how wound up you get. Okay, so
Nicole Kidman, she's doing, she is filming... Nine Strangers, or what was the Lianne Moriarty book that we had her on for?
Nine Perfect Strangers. We love this book about going to a wellness facility, all the different types of...
In the outback of Australia.
Yes, yes. It's such a great book.
So she and the family have been in Australia filming this. I have no idea when she filmed Prom with Meryl Streep and those people, but she has been promoting this week from Australia, doing the Zooms, promoting the Hugh Grant on The Undoing, which is going to be on HBO and HBO Max on Sunday.
This week. Oh.
And it's only 6 episodes.
That's such pressure. Lori is looking at me. Julia, get your HBO thing going.
It's only 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, this is, I can't even remember what show she was on, Rocco.
I believe it was Today Show.
Oh, it was the Today Show. Okay, here we go.
Nicole Kidman's new show, The Undoing, reunites her with the showrunner behind Big Little Lies. But this time around, we're not so sure who's good and who's bad.
You have always seen things so clearly. How can you not see this now?
The Undoing is best. It's suspense. It is drama. It is a character study. I mean, how would you describe it to a friend?
It's meant to be completely twisty and turny, where you never know what's going to happen. I play a therapist, and my husband is Hugh Grant, who's a child oncologist, and we have a 10-year happy marriage until there's an incident, and suddenly my whole world and the rug is pulled out from under me.
It's so well done. And I had to do a little research because I was like, okay, Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant have definitely been in films together before, but I was wrong.
I've always wanted to work with him because he's so good and he's obviously incredibly witty and charming. But he was a great on-screen husband until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't. I mean,
witty,
she's
and charming
incident and just
and
I
a
mean
therapist.
She's so good. And of course in Big Little Lies, I mean, one of the things that was so searing, in all kidding aside, in her portrayal, which is why she did win an Emmy and a Screen Actor Guild Awards, but the playing the part of this abused woman who is abused emotionally, verbally, and physically, and sexually, I guess you could say at times, but in the successful marriage with this beautiful
husband,
you know, painting the picture of all of that and seeing how that can happen and all of the, she just was so good. There's a frailty and an emotional thing that she always brings.
Do you guys think that she's, because she has played so many different types of character, and she can sing, she can dance.
She's like Meryl Streep.
She's Meryl Streep. She's 20 years younger Meryl Streep.
I don't think she is. Is she 20 years? She might be 15 years
younger.
Well,
she's 50. She just turned 50. I feel Meryl is what, like 65 maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 60, 50. Yeah.
67.
Okay. But she is that prolific. And
yes.
Meryl is 71.
Oh, 71. So it was 20.
Look at it. Yeah, look at that.
Without my mask.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, so is there a little bit more from Jenna Bush's interview?
Yeah, I grabbed three cuts.
Okay.
Here's cut two.
Nicole's actual husband is fellow Aussie and country superstar Keith Urban. They've been married a Hollywood lifetime, 14 years, and have two girls, Sunday and Faith.
Like many of us, you were quarantined with your husband, your kids. I read something that you said that really rang true to me, that in some ways it was magical just to be together with this uninterrupted time.
Keith and I always try to go, okay, well, what do we get out of this? We started doing little sort of Insta concerts he did, and I would sort of dance around, and there were so many people in just hurting as there is still, and trying to be incredibly respectful of that, but just spread a little joy.
They're so, I love their love. These guys are good. They work.
They're so cute. They work. Okay. I think this last one might be where she asks, you can't ever, and of course she is filming another Lyanne Moriarty book, who wrote Big Little Lies, but this is about, is there another season of Big Little Lies?
But when Nicole's not helping stage Keith Urban's country concerts, she's running her own productions, something we learned she's done from a very young age.
You know, I read, too, that as a little girl in Australia, your parents would come out, you would say, okay, well, I'm going to perform for you, but now it's time for you to pay me.
We would put on plays with the neighborhood kids, and everyone would want an ice cream as payment. So I was like, well, I don't have any money, so we better charge 5 cents for the ticket.
I mean, is that producer, baby producer Nicole at work?
I mean, the producing side of it has been such a wonderful place, actually, to suddenly grow. And it happened because Reese Witherspoon and I were like, we're so frustrated here because there's no roles for women that we really want to play, that we relish. So we kind of got off our butts and went, let's try and do it ourselves. And that's how Big Little Lies happened. And
today I felt alive. I felt good. Is that crazy?
No.
And it's Nicole's acclaimed turn as Celeste on Big Little Lies that won her an Emmy, and after two seasons, left us wanting more.
Will there be a season three?
We're all very close, so our desire is for there to be a season three. Part of the thing is trying to make something happen, like, but there's definitely the passion and the desire. And I just want to go back to Monterey and hang out with my girls.
See, that's like camp, you know.
For them.
Yeah, and, that's so
and
fun.
She, you know, Leanne came up with the second season.
Yep.
She just picked up where in her mind with the book. And then David E. Kelly translated it to the telescreenplay or whatever. And he's done this with this Undoing. I'm not going to read any reviews on it because I want to watch it no matter what.
Yeah,
it's only six parts.
Yeah,
it's only a six-parter. But it's got both Hugh Grant and Nicole, and then the gal who directed it, you know, was part of Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching it. And the Undoing refers to the fact that they were on top of the world, and then the world was slipped out from under them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
It does.
Anyway,
probably to a lot of people, that's 2020.
Yeah.
Are you referring to your nipple?
No.
No, but then the breastfeeding started. And then they went downhill. Oh, that's funny, Rachel.
So, and then I heard a little bit of Matthew McConaughey on with Howard Stern, and they got along. They were thick as thieves.
He's a great guy.
Well, like Howard is the best.
He's the best at interviewing.
I listened to him talk about his mom. His mom just literally was so dumb about people calling and pretending to be friends. And we just want to get word out there about Matthew and all of this.
She was just a sucker for everything.
For everything.
Because they didn't talk for 8 years.
Well, he kept trying to tell her, he said one time a friend called me, turn on hard copies, telling Stern this. There's his mom leading hard copy through. Well, this is where Matthew, this is where I think he, used to make up with his girlfriends, bedroom. And Matthew hung up, turned it on, called his mom. He can hear his mom watching herself on hard copy.
Right.
And he's yelling. He's like, Mom.
Stop.
Yeah. And she just did not. It took her a while to respect him. So, I mean, and she's been living with him. And it's an interesting, Howard really was interested in probing the forgiveness aspect of that.
Because it was for 8 years they didn't talk.
And he said part of the reason it was 8 years is because he repeatedly, he gave her several chances to stop.
Oh, of course he did. No, of course he did.
Well, he could have cut her off after the first one.
No, but I feel like he's not that type of person.
No, he gave her numerous things, and then he had to start thinking, is she just out to
get me?
Misremembering my childhood? So it was good.
I kind of want him to read me his book.
I thought you would be downloading that book. There was no doubt, Rocco, wasn't it? Earlier in the week, we were like, sure.
Are you a McConaughey fan at all, Rocco?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's my people.
Yeah.
And Howard Stern got him to talk about, you're going to be faithful to this woman, because you had even though this is not a kiss and tell book,
right?
But Matthew McConaughey is pretty honest about a lot of, he's blackmailed into losing his virginity at 15, assaulted by a man at 18. I mean, he's giving really in depth with stories about and what he learned about each of these things that happened to him.
What I've learned from, because we get a lot of excerpts from memoirs, like with Demi Moore, with Jessica Simpson, or Andre Leontelli, the book still is so much richer.
Yeah.
There's so much, because you get a lot of the headlines. I need him to maybe
read that to you.
I think he would go on walks with him.
Yes, exactly.
Matthew.
Yeah, it makes me want to.
Hi, Julia. How are you? All right, we got to take a break, Laura.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back on Hollywood Speak.
What are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
Let's get to it, sister.
Lily James was shocked that Dominic was still with his wife.
Old foot face Dominic West that she got caught kissing.
I told you he lied and said they were donezo.
I totally knew that.
But she could I guess I totally could see how she believed him.
Well, because people can say whatever they
want.
And
then he goes and dogs her by doing the note and the letter. I bet that really shocked her. How are they going to finish filming this movie?
Or there's going to be an interesting
Maybe they can't wait.
Oh, no. If I were her, she's got to be livid.
They're playing lovers in this movie. I wonder if he's going to drop out to be in The Crown.
Well,
maybe he planted that story.
Well, that's what I was thinking, to get some good press. All right, so we're talking about Dominic West making out with his co-star when he's married, according to his wife, very happily married, and then goes home after the pictures
surface. 10 years for children.
Yeah, after the pictures surface a day later and kisses her publicly, and they write a handwritten note that everything is good.
Yeah, very much intact. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyway. She just basically said Poor she was Lily. Mortified. Of course she is.
Lily and the wife, and then there's that old dog foot face Dominic West. Rocco.
This story, I think we're on a pretty good streak. Have we talked about this story for like 10 days straight?
Yes, we've been on it for a while.
It's only been 5 days. No, it's probably been a week. Okay, here's a quote. This is Ava Mendez giving an interview to an Australian radio station.
She has children with Ryan Gosling.
That's right. Beautiful woman. Yeah. Beautiful woman.
Just looks great. Ariana and Amanda.
She looks like Esmeralda and Amada. Esmeralda and Amada. She looks great in a turban.
I don't even know what it is.
Here's what she says. I never wanted babies before I fell in love with Ryan. You know what? And I think that would have been my story, too.
That you didn't want babies before Casey?
No, before Ryan. I mean, if I'd met Ryan Gosling, I too might have had that feeling. There would have been, you know, I think that there could have been the will to find, you know, because
your one egg.
Yeah, my one egg. She said it kind of worked out where I was 40 and having my first baby.
Oh, yeah.
So Ryan Gosling would get the last egg to drop for sure.
Yeah. And the spare. So
beautiful.
Yeah, he really is.
But she has not worked since she got with him.
Yep. That's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You know, it's kind of interesting because she's 40. I mean, it feels like I had my kids when I was 32.
All right, we've already heard enough.
But I'm just saying, when you wait till you're 40, maybe you're just like, all right, I've already done the career stuff and stuff, and now I want to try this, you know?
Who the hell knows? We're here to Hollywood speak, not get into the Hollywood mind.
Jeez. This is not the mom show.
No, thank you.
All right, honestly, enough of that. We're sick of it. All right, go. Okay. What's the next story? I'm going to say that to you. I cannot wait when you talk about Prince Harry and Meghan.
Okay, listen to this. Drew Barrymore has pissed off her ex-husband in week 3 of her talk show. This is how Drew is making the same mistake that we did.
Which one?
Having a psychic beyond, I mean, that we don't know. Like, we've had Jodi LaValla and we know her.
We had Michael Bodina.
And we've had Michael, but I mean, like, we found somebody who, like, read tarot cards or something.
It wasn't our good psychic. I mean, the good one that we had on forever.
But maybe, like, a card reader. Right. Anyway, so she had on her show, she did, and I'm still taping that show, and she's cooled down her aggressively manic positivity and optimism. But she had a psychic on, and they had this whole woo-woo moment where the psychic said, there's a judge, I feel a judge, an old judge, and then Drew burst into tears, and she said, and then this judge is telling me you will always be a part of the family. And Drew started blubbering and saying it's her ex-husband's family. And it's good. Even the ghosts want her to still be part of the family. This is what the read is.
Oh, my word.
Even though you're not together anymore, the psychic told her. She said, it doesn't matter that you're not together. Well, her ex-husband told Page Six, Drew and I have a close and highly amicable co-parenting relationship, and I will always and will continue to cheer on from the sidelines. That being said, the segment was a solid laugh considering my uncle, Judge David Koppelman, is still very much alive. And I'm a little surprised Drew chose to give oxygen to someone like this, because self-entitled mediums who prey on vulnerable, bereaved people with claims they can communicate with their dead ones in exchange for fame and compensation belong in jail.
Wow.
None of my dead relatives, all of whom I'm sure would have really liked Drew, are speaking with some hack working the talk show circuit.
Oh.
This, I assure you.
Oh.
How does he know?
And then she responded,
she did not.
The grandfather of Will is Frank, who was a judge and is deceived. David is Will's uncle, who's alive and also a judge. That was the ghost confusion.
Okay, the ghost confusion. Okay, first of all, it's Will Koppelman or whatever, and his sister is the funny sister who did that
Bravo show about
being a mom and a bad
odd mom out. Odd Mom Out.
She's so funny, like Rocco.
Bravo.
I can't remember the actress.
Yes,
yeah, she's so funny. But that he would go to that length to say that instead of let that
just
go.
He feels very strong. Those people should be in jail.
Those are some fighting words.
And
I
then
don't
she
know.
Came back with the funniest Drew Barrymore explanation ever, you guys. The grandfather of Will is Frank, who was a judge and is deceased. David is Will's uncle, who's alive and also a judge. That was the confusion.
He's probably like pissed.
That is such a hot. That is how you know that really he said it all here. I have and always will continue to cheer her on from the sidelines.
Yeah,
I need to pull up my Chanel shady umbrella and sit down on the bench with him and get the real 411.
Well, I'm going to tell you, because we know this, and Rocco, we'll have to ask you this about privacy and about boundaries with your significant others and your children. Casey called you out on something.
Oh, my gosh. Right away. It happened right away. This is early for Drew.
Yep,
she's learning right away.
Bill did not want me to talk about him at all.
Your kids.
My
we
kids,
got that one.
They were thing one and thing two. Mm-hmm. Rocco, you're going to have to tell us your boundaries.
Yeah. She's already chimed in a couple times. I'm doing okay so far. She heard us talking about how I was going to fold her underwear last night for date night.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to call you out for that, and then I just felt awkward, and I just thought, well, maybe Meg isn't listening.
Hey, Meg, we're sorry. We'll keep it clean.
Anyway,
oh
okay, so she's just learned an early talk show lesson.
Yep. All right, we'll be back.